Good morning. You have just tuned in to the Sunday School Teacher, which is an outreach ministry of Applying the Word Ministries of LaGrange, Georgia. To find out more about us, you may visit us at www.applyingtheword-ga.org or just simply write us at P.O. Box 1075, LaGrange, Georgia, 30241. I am co-pastor Pat McFarland, and I will be your teacher for the day. I have been mandated by God to teach you the word. This program will review, first of all, your Sunday school lesson. We hope to encourage you to attend and participate in your Sunday school class. We also want you to fall in love with the Word of God. Finally, it is our desire that someone would dedicate their life to Jesus Christ, glory to God, and make Jesus their choice. Now, I need you to get your Bible and get ready. It is now time for Sunday school. Morning. It is time for our Sunday school lesson. That's right. It is time for our Sunday school lesson. And we want you to get ready, because we have a word for you, Pastor.
Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Yes, we have a wonderful lesson today. Amen. And the subject, Hannah, the faithful supplicant. Hannah, the faithful supplicant. Amen. And that basically she's talking about she's faithful to her task of what she's doing in faith. Amen. Now we're going to be looking at part one, which is the anguished prayer. The anguished prayer. And that's going to be in the presence of Eli. Amen. Eli's presence. Amen. Our lesson is going to be coming from 1 Samuel, 1st chapter, 9 through 20 and 25b. Amen. Praise the Lord. And our lesson began, praise the Lord, in that ninth chapter, that ninth verse of 1 Samuel. It said, so Hannah rose up after they had eaten in Shiloh, and after they had drink. Now Eli, the priest, sat upon the seat by the post of the temple of the Lord. Amen. Praise God.
Okay, let me tell you what was going on. Hannah is married. Her husband has two wives. It was Hannah and Peniah. He had two wives. One wife had children, and Hannah had none. And they're sitting in there, they're dining, and Hannah is feeling, I guess, alone. She's feeling kind of like, I'm empty. I have no children. And here, my husband has this wife with children, and I was not able to bear. So she's feeling like a need. She's feeling like alone. She's feeling like maybe unloved. But let me tell you this, he did love her. Glory to God. He loves his wife. Glory. He loved both his wives. Glory to God. But she was feeling that way because she was without children. So you heard the name Eli. Eli is the priest, the high priest. And if you look a little bit further in the Bible, you'll find that he also was a judge. But anyway, he was sitting in the temple. And where else do you go when you're feeling alone, feeling like you're rejected, feeling like you're missing something? You're going to go find yourself a place to pray. And so you're going to find that Hannah is getting ready to go to the temple, and she's going to pray, supplicate, but she's going to be going to God. She's nobody else to go to. When you feel that way, who else can you go to? Who else can you ask? Glory to God. Who can you turn? Who would understand but God? You've been like that in your life. Maybe you've not been childless, But there were things in your life that you felt you could not handle, and you knew the only one could handle it was God. This is what Hannah's doing. She's seeking someone that can help her.
Amen, amen. And as we look at the scripture, it says, and they rose up after they had eaten in Shiloh. Now, Shiloh base was the area that they went to, and they were celebrating because this was an event that at the temple, and they in the presence of Eli. But it said they had eaten. Now, Hannah hadn't eaten. Hannah hadn't drink. You know, they really having a feast. You know, they're eating and drinking, but he was sitting there. He was sitting in their presence. But at that point, she just gave a prayer of anguish. Praise God, and then verse 10, Hannah's plea, and basically through her prayer there came a plea. And Hannah said in verse 10, and she was bitterness in her soul, and prayed unto the Lord and wept sorrow.
In other words, she was praying, she was bitter, she was hurt, she felt a need, a great need. She's looking at the other woman with children. She's looking at her husband enjoying himself at the table with everyone, glory to God. But she didn't feel that way. Everybody was eating, she couldn't eat. She was hurt, she was bitter. Haven't you been like that? Bitter to the heart, you crying on the inside, but nobody understands what's going on the inside. So you got to go to one who understands. So she's going to go and seek God in the temple, glory to God. She's going to go seek God so that she can pray to him. Who can help you in a time like that? Nobody but God. So here, even though the scripture says she was bitter, she was hurt, she was feeling wounded, she was feeling alone, but she knew that God was able to do something.
Amen. Bitterness. It said she was bitter of soul. And basically, we all constantly have to realize when it comes to the soul, we're talking about, hey, our consciousness, our mind. She was bitter. The way she was thinking, she was upset, and she wept, but yet she was weeping griefully. She was hurt, as Kofas said.
She felt something was missing in her life. She didn't have any kids. She wanted a child, but she was barren. She didn't have a child. Glory to God. And then she would look at the other children, the children and the wife. And even though she was loved, she felt a need. She felt a lack. She felt that she was missing something. So let's go a little bit further and see what's going on.
Amen. In verse 11, we're still dealing with Hannah's plea. Verse 11, and she vowed a vow and said, O Lord of hosts, if thou would indeed look upon the affliction of thine handmaiden and remember me and not forget thy handmaiden, but would give unto thine handmaiden a male child.
Oh Lord, will you remember me? Oh Lord, would you remember me? Can you hear him? Oh Lord, can you remember me? Can you look upon me? God, can you see my need? Can you give me a child? Can you bless me with a male child? I want a boy, Lord. Here she's being supposed to say, I want a boy. I want you to give me a child that I can present, a child that I can present to you. Lord, I need you to what? To remember me. And as old song said, will the Lord remember me? Oh, hallelujah. So she's right there at the altar. Can you see her? Right there at the altar going to God. Lord, Lord. I'm hurt. I'm wounded. I feel lack in my life. But I know, God, that you can answer my prayer, that you can give me a child. I know you can do it for me, God. Would you remember me, God?
Amen. Amen. We have to realize exactly what she's doing. She's making a vow. She's making a vow unto the Lord of hosts.
Hallelujah.
She's going to the Lord. She's in anguish. She's going to the Lord. She's feeling she's missing. She's going to the Lord, and she's making a request of God. See, that's one thing we got to do. When we're down in this life, when we're feeling to the point that there's nothing I can do, all the thing I can do is turn to the Lord, and that's what you need to turn to. Turn to God. And she went threefold of using the handmaiden. A handmaiden was one that actually served,
I'm your servant.
That's right. Lord, don't forget your servant, Lord. I'm going to serve you, Lord. But I want a male child. At that point, she's letting her request be made known unto God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And again, in doing so, we have to realize that with Hannah, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. She said she wanted a male child. Thank you, Jesus.
Verse 11b,
and it says, "Then I will give him unto the Lord all the days of his life, and there shall no razor come upon his head."
That's a Nazarite. That's a Nazarite prayer. In other words, what she's saying, I'm going to give him to you. He's going to be your child. I'm going to place him in the temple. I'm going to place him under your care. I'm going to give him to you, God. I'm asking for this child, but I am going to give him to you. And he's going to be a Nazarite child. He's going to be totally surrendered to you. He's going to be in your presence. I just want to be able to bear a son, Lord. But I am going to give him to you. So she's making that vow. Lord, I'm going to give him to you. I'm just asking you to bless me with a boy child, a male child. And I will bring him to you, God. And he will serve you, God. Hallelujah.
Amen. You know, a lot of times we make vows unto God for things we need. You know, Lord, I need a financial blessing, Lord. But see, what Hannah asked God, she asked in faith, but yet as she asked of God, she told God what she was going to do with what she was asking for, a blessing. She said that, hey, I'm going to give him unto you. The days of his life. She wasn't thinking about, I'm going to have me a little boy and I'm going to run around and talk. See my baby? No. She said she was going to give him to God.
Hallelujah.
You know, this he's a male child for me, but Lord, I'm giving him back to you.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. And see, a lot of times we need to understand the things we ask God for. What you going to do for God?
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Many times you ask the Lord for what? A financial blessing. Glory to God. But do you think about giving a tithe to God?
Come on here now.
Do you think about giving something to God? So here she said, I'm going to give him to you. I'm going to surrender him to you. Glory to God. And then people say, what? She's going to do what? I am going to surrender this child to you. I'm going to bring him so that he's going to serve you all the days of his life. Because God, I'm praying for this child, and if you give me this child, I know that this child belongs to you. And I'm going to raise him in the ways that he's supposed to be raised. He's going to be raised in your presence, God. I'm giving him back to you.
Glory. Amen. To she made a plea.
Yes, Lord.
She made a plea to her future son, of a future son. She's going to give him to God. Acknowledge him that a firstborn belongs to God. And Lord, I'm giving him to you, Lord.
Her firstborn. Her only child. Once you give him to me, God, I'm going to give him back to you. Glory to God. Because I know it was nobody but your power, nobody but your grace, nobody but your mercy. And God, I'm so grateful. Until I'm going to surrender him back to you.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now, you know, that's faithfulness, because, Lord, and see, that's one thing we got to start doing, y'all. We got to start praying. Now, she giving her child, but yet what God wants from us, God wants our life. Mm. See, God wants us to surrender to him. God wants us to give him our lives.
Our whole life.
It belongs, Lord, It is not mine, but belong to you, Lord.
We want
to
surrender.
We want to surrender. To
surrender ourselves.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. We want to surrender ourselves totally to the Lord. And here when you see Hannah praying, glory to God, she's praying in anguish. She's praying for mercy. She's praying for the Lord to bless her. And then she turns around and says, but Lord, I'm going to give him back to you. Glory to God. Because I know that if you give me this male child, that this child belonged to you. It's this child is a blessed child. This child will be a holy child. This child will be for you, God. And I'm just grateful to be the child's mother. Because, God, I'm just asking for a child. Glory to God. Listen at that prayer. Listen at her prayer. Feel her heart. Glory to God. Look, think about the times that you went to God. That I've gone to God. Hallelujah. And we've asked God. We prayed. We pleaded. Glory to God. And asked God. And when he's blessed us, what did we do with the blessing? We may have needed a financial blessing. We may have needed that, glory to God. But did we turn around and bless the church? Did we bless the ministry? Did we give our tithes? Did we give our offering? Were we able to bless others that were in need? What did we do with our blessing? Because what happened? We know it came from God. And we know that God wants to see how we act with it. Glory to God. Are we going to be selfish? Are we going to keep it to ourselves? So think about that. When we go to God and we ask for something, what are we going to do with that blessing?
Amen, amen. Now see, she gave an additional promise never to shave the hair. And that indicated that he was going to be special. He's going to be special. To the priestly office, to serve him. Now, you know, I think back now. You go, like I said, sometimes we got the vow. I think back when I was in a car accident and broke my neck. I think about when I laid there and they not knowing if I'm gonna live or die. I had to make a vow to God, because during the time that I broke my neck, I was trying to get a job overseas. But I made a vow to God. I said, Lord, if you allow me to get up out of this bed, Lord, and Lord, allow me to live. I said, Lord, I'm gonna preach your word. And Lord, I ain't gonna worry about trying to go nowhere, to work, go overseas. Lord, I'm gonna make a vow to you, Lord, that I'm gonna preach your word. Oh, glory to God. That was in 2000. That was in 2009. Hello? Can I get a witness now? Mm-hmm. 2009. It's now 2022. And I'm still preaching God's word. And I never went trying to search for another job. All I did was try to focus on, hey, God's work. Ministering God's will.
Putting God first.
Putting God first.
In other words, what he was doing was he was getting ready. He wanted to put that job first. He wanted to go overseas, and he was going to be working and doing all that. But that was not the plan that God had for him. And here we wind up in an accident. And then they said he was going to be paralyzed. First they said he wasn't going to make it. Then they said he was going to be paralyzed. But God did it for him. God healed him. And he kept his vow. He kept his word to God that he would continue preaching and ministering his word. And today he's continuing to do that. Glory to God. Are you, when you make a, when you, when God give you something, what will you do? Glory to God. What will you give? What will you give to the Lord? And she said, I'm going to give my child to you, God. In other words, she said the Nazarene, that was like the Nazarite. A Nazarite didn't cut his hair and all that. But he was surrendered totally to the Lord. She was going to surrender her child totally for the ministry, totally for the work of the Lord, totally to the temple. She was going to do that. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Praise. Now, let's look at that C part of this lesson, and that's Eli's assumption. We're going to be looking at verse 12. Eli's assumption. And it came to pass, as she continued praying before the Lord, that Eli mocked her mouth. Now Hannah is speaking in her heart, only her lips moving, but her voice was not heard.
Praise the Lord.
Therefore, Eli thought that she had been drunken.
Now think about this. She's at the altar. She's praying. And the priest is looking, glory to God. And he saw her mouth moving, but he didn't hear any words coming from her. So he marked her mouth. So he was trying to figure out what was going on. So he thought maybe, well, she must be drunk. No. She was praying to God. She was praying to God. But he saw that she was moving her mouth and she was talking, but he couldn't hear her. So he thought, well, maybe she's drunk. But no, she was not drunk. She was stretching out to God. She was praying from her heart. She was moving her mouth, but she didn't have to say the words out loud. Haven't you been like that? You're praying from your heart. Glory to God. You're praying, Lord, be merciful to me. Lord, help me in the name of Jesus. And he looking at this, so he assumed she must be drunk. Go ahead.
Amen. Amen. And when I look back at this right here, the outer assumption that people make when they see you making a vow from your heart. Okay. I think back again on that same situation I was talking about with the accident. I was on life support. Praise God. I had tubes all down my mouth, but I was praying. I was praying from my heart and Lord. And see what she was praying from her heart. She was pouring out of her heart. When you're pouring out your heart to God, sometimes man don't hear what you got to say. It ain't important for man to hear what you got to say. Come on here now. You're looking for God. Hallelujah. And again, people don't understand. And then when you do open your mouth, oh, my. Because when they finally took the tubes out of my mouth and I could speak, the first thing I said was, hey, I'm healed. I'm healed. Thank you, Jesus. Because I asked God to let me live. And as I realized, hey, he was allowing me to live. I said, Lord, I want to live and I want to work for you. Glory to God. But let me tell you something. That didn't make no sense to people. You talking about you here, you laying up in the bed and you can't scrap down. You can't. It didn't make sense. But when you done prayed and got a blessing from your heart, when you're praying from your heart, you hear me? And you got to have faith.
And you know when God answered that.
You got to know when God answered that.
When they removed the tubes, he knew that God had heard his prayer. He knew that God was healing his body. He knew that God had listened and heard. Glory to God. And they told me, he kept saying, Jesus. Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because it was nobody but what? Jesus. So what are you going to do? When you ask God for that blessing, you've been praying and you've been beseeching God, what are you going to do? Are you going to surrender yourself to the Lord? Glory to God. What are you going to do? If he's blessed you with finances, what are you going to do? Are you going to tithe? Are you going to give offering? Are you going to be faithful? Glory to God. What are you going to do? See, so when you go to God, hallelujah, think about that. Lord, I surrender everything to you. Glory to God. And when God bless you, then you make sure that you become a blessing. Blessing to others, a blessing to ministry, a blessing to others. Just don't keep it all to yourself.
Hallelujah.
When he opens up the windows of heaven and he pour you out a blessing, glory to God, it's not for you to be selfish. It's not for you to be self-centered, but it's for you to want to be a blessing. So Hannah, glory to God, she's praying for this child, even though she wants the child. She wants this child to be a blessing. She wants this child to serve God. She wants to give this child back to God. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Now looking at Eli still on his assumption. In verse 14 it says, and Eli said unto her, how long wilt thou be drunken? Put away thy wine from thee. Oh, still talk. He not understanding what she's going through.
Hallelujah.
Oh, man may not understand what you're going through, but you got to know that, hey, this is between me and God. I know you're the priest. You know, a lot of times, sometimes the pastor may not know what you're going through.
Hallelujah.
But all you can say is, hey, I'm just praying, and I'm out of my heart, I'm praying to God. Hallelujah. And now look here now. Verse 15, we're still under that assumption. It's Hannah's grief. It said, and Hannah answered and said, no, my Lord, I am not a woman of sorrowful, not a woman of sorrowful spirit. I have drunk neither wine nor strong drink. but I have poured out my soul before the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
She said, that's right. I'm not drunk. I haven't been drinking. But what I'm doing, I'm praying. I'm pouring my heart out to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In other words, the priest didn't understand what. He saw the mouth moving. Glory to God. Probably her head moving. Glory to God. And he probably thought she was drunk, but she wasn't drunk. Glory to God. But she was pouring out her heart to God. And she said, I have not drinking. I've not taken a drink. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And notice, she wasn't ugly. She wasn't nasty. She honored the priest. And she said, no, I have not done this. So she didn't talk nasty to him. See, sometimes people, they go into the flesh. No. She said, no. She was still in the spirit because she was making supplication to God. She had yielded her spirit to God. She was still in the mood of prayer. Glory to God. And the spirit of God was still upon her. So she answered with love to the priest. No. I'm not a drunk. I haven't been drinking. Glory to God. But I've been praying to God. I've been going before God. That's all I'm doing. I'm going before God. I'm making my request known to him. Glory to God.
Amen. Amen. Again. Now, wait. We're trying to get through this assumption. Hey, he knowing what she's at. In verse 16, it said, count not thy handmaiden for a drunken, for a daughter of Baal, for out of the abundance of my compliance and grief, I have spoken here unto thee. Oh,
don't think about me about being like a daughter of wickedness, a daughter of the world, a daughter of unfaithfulness. But what I'm doing, I'm praying to God. I'm yielding my heart to God. I'm asking God to bless me. Glory to God. So no. I'm not a woman of the world. Glory to God. But I'm a woman of prayer. Glory to God. And I'm seeking God. That's what she's saying. Glory to God. I'm seeking God. Nobody can help me but God. So I came to the one that can help me. And I'm here in the temple. I'm laid out before God. And I'm asking him to help me, and I know he's going to help me. I know he's going to hear me. I know he's going to answer me. Glory to God. Go ahead.
Amen. Amen. She's letting him know, hey, who I am. This is not what you think, but yet I am praying out and I'm pouring out my heart to God. Excuse me. Kindle hope. Going into our second part of the lesson. Kindle hope. And that is Eli's blessings. And verse 17 said, then Eli answered and said, go in peace, and the Lord of Israel grant thee thy petition.
Hallelujah.
That thou have asked of him.
Glory Amen. God. So here you have the priest now saying, okay. Glory to God. May the Lord grant you that petition that you've made of him. Go in peace. May the Lord, in other words, he's in agreement. May the Lord grant you whatever you request of him. Hallelujah. He saw the anguish in her spirit. He saw her mouth moving. And when she told him she was praying, he said that may God grant it. He was saying, may God bless you. May God give you what you ask. Glory to God. So here was the priest confirming, saying, may God bless you, sister. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And I know that, hallelujah, that God heard her prayer. Glory to God. God heard her prayer and heard her request. Glory to God. And we know that Hannah did have a male child. Go ahead, Pastor.
Amen. And through that blessing, in verse 18, Hannah.
Hello, this is Pastor Arthur J. McFarland saying, I know you have enjoyed that word coming from co-pastor Patricia McFarland. We are asking you to be a partner in this ministry to help us get the word out to our hurting world. We need your financial support. You can contact us by writing to Applying the Word Ministries, P.O. Box 1075, LaGrange, Georgia, 30241. You can also reach us at our website at www.applyingtheword-ga.org, or you can email the Sunday School Teacher at sundayschoolteacher111@gmail.com. Until next time, May God bless you, and may God keep you.